On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is 630 Headlines.
All right, it's 630. That means it's time for some headlines. And the biggest headline of the day in sports and in entertainment for sure was the passing of an American icon. Terry Bollea is Burr's government name. We all knew him as the Hulkster. Hulk Hogan passing away from a cardiac arrest today at the age of 71. And for me, I grew up with me and my cousins and my brother. One of the best Christmases I ever had. We all went to New Jersey to my cousin's house. It was the four boys, me and my brother and my two cousins. And my aunt and uncle and my parents all for Christmas that year got us something called Wrestling Buddies. And Wrestling Buddies were these basically like body pillows, but like kid-sized body pillows that looked like wrestlers. There was Randy Savage. There was Ultimate Warrior. They weren't like full-size, but like they were the size of like a big pillow. And they were, you know, little stuffed guys. And we would do Royal Rumbles and, you know, SummerSlam and, you know, Battle Royals, all that stuff with our wrestling buddies. But when we came downstairs for Christmas that year and we opened our wrestling buddy, I got Hulk Hogan. My brother got the Ultimate Warrior. One of my cousins got Macho Man Randy Savage, and maybe another one also got Hulk Hogan. I think there may have been two Hulk Hogans in the mix there. It's a long time ago, and I don't remember what other wrestlers they offered. But that was a big, big deal. And for people of a certain age, growing up, watching wrestling, remembering that time in your life where you'd go to like a video store and rent like the Survivor Series from the video store and go back and watch it, or if you know, or old enough, you could order the pay-per-views and stuff like that. Watching Hogan go out there and Hulk up. Watching him do the ear thing to get the crowd going. That's really what he was best at. He was best at getting the crowd going. There is, for me now, I didn't really keep up with wrestling past like 8th grade, which for me was like 1996, 97. So it was right around the beginning of like the Attitude Era and DX and Stone Cold and The Rock and all that. And Hulk Hogan was still around during all of that with WCW. So I was aware of what was going on and it was still really popular. So like I knew about it, but I wasn't following it very closely. And then I just sort of stopped caring about it. But, you know, so when the later stuff happened, that stuff he said to his daughter and, you know, all this other these other things that have gone on, the Gawker lawsuit and him and his friend with the wife and like all that stuff. You know, I didn't really care much about him or that or anything since then. But, you know, it's weird. Like when someone like this passes, and there's not a lot of people like him really in history, but it's like when Superman died, kind of, you know what I mean? It's like Hulk Hogan passing is just the image of what he was and this character that this man played and just impacted so many people. Is really remarkable. I mean, it really is. Whatever kind of guy he was, and I know that, you know, there was all the talk of him trying to bust up all the unions in the WWF because he was in with McMahon and, you know, all this other stuff, which I, frankly, I mean, listen, that's That's for the wrestling historians to care about, and Jim the Wrestling Coon, and, you know, all those people, which I'm not going to pretend like I cared about wrestling past, you know, 1996. And as interested as like a young person would be in wrestling beyond that, I never really cared for it that much. But there's no denying the impact of Hulk Hogan. And
would you argue that maybe he brought wrestling into the mainstream? Like it wasn't cool until Hulk Hogan came along.
Absolutely.
And was so popular.
I think there's no doubt about it. I mean, there were other popular wrestlers, but nobody had the impact of Hulk Hogan. And Hulk Hogan didn't start off as Hulk Hogan. He started off as, like, you know, some long-haired flyboy Venice Beach wrestler. I think I remember seeing that in that Vince McMahon documentary, that they tried other gimmicks with him, and then finally they settled on, you know, Hulk Hogan, and all of a sudden it became this incredible thing, this force of nature. I had a Hulk Hogan lunchbox. I had those little rubber wrestlers, those little rubber guys. They weren't little. They were actually, like, pretty big for action figures, but I had tons of Hulk Hogan. So, you know, it's just, that's what you got, you know? It was He-Man, Hulk Hogan, Batman, Spider-Man. Like, he was one of those, you know? It's almost like he wasn't even a real guy. It's like Batman died today, or like, you know, some other sort of fictional character.
Well, he really was a superhero in many people's eyes.
Yeah, he certainly was. And, you know, for his family and all the fans and everybody who stayed on. Well, I know he wrestled up until, like, not too long ago. I think he was still doing matches. I saw a clip today of him getting, you know, body slide. I remember him, like, fighting Goldberg and those guys back in the 90s, but I'm watching him with, like, some of these newer wrestlers, and I'm like, oh, yeah,
I want to say it was, like, 2010, 2011 was the last time he, like, competed, I guess you could say.
Is that right? I thought that because he got fired. WWF fired Hulk Hogan for saying racist stuff. Like, he got fired, and then he got brought back.
I think he would still make appearances.
Okay.
But I don't know if he actually wrestled. Okay. During that time.
And as for that stuff that he said, it was awful what he said. He did apologize for it. And I'm not going to tell you that excuses everything that he said, because I don't think that it does. What he said was really gross. But it's not like he's, I don't care, you know, this is how I feel. And I don't care what any of you woke mob thinks, and you can't cancel me. I'm Hulk Hogan. Like, he could have said that. He absolutely could have. But I think he regretted saying those things, and he should have. It was really gross what he said. What he said was really gross. But he did apologize for it. And, you know, some people can forgive, some people don't, and it's up to you. But he was, from no debate whatsoever, one of the biggest celebrities of the last, you know, half century, I'd say. Someone who's left behind an incredible legacy. So rest in peace to the Hulkster.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Also, there was a little bit of news today from New York Jets training camp, and this never happens to me. Did you see what happened to me today on Twitter?
Not specifically, no.
What are you about to say?
I was going to say, like, it's such a 360 from the toughest man and Hulk Hogan to
true,
then
it really
this
is.
Story to Justin Fields.
Okay, so I saw Adam Schefter, the real Adam Schefter, tweet out that Justin Fields was carted off the field, off the practice field today. And I saw that tweet. And you know how sometimes you see a tweet and right after you see it, it's just gone? Like, it resets? even though you didn't hit reload or anything like that, sometimes you just click on Twitter, you see a tweet at the top, you go to get to it, and it just resets on you, and all of a sudden it's buried and you can't find it. That happened. So I'm clicking through my page, and I'm clicking, clicking, clicking. Don't realize I'm on the For You side and not on the people that I'm following. Clicking, 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 and I end up with Adam Schlechter, okay? And it says, Fields carted off the practice field, and they believe it's a torn Achilles. And I retweeted that, and I said, oh, geez, I didn't know the torn Achilles part. Okay. And I just retweeted it because I didn't think that they would that there would be a sports talk ball sack kind of guy, Adam Schlechter or whatever, who was going to have a report that was so close to the actual real report, which we didn't know what the what it was yet. So I retweeted that, and that I never do that. Joe, you know me. I'm very careful. I'm very careful. I'm careful about talking about stories. I remember that thing with the girl in Mississippi? I didn't want to talk about that.
That. And a week ago when we had to certify the
The CEO.
Coldplay guy. Concert.
I denied, said this doesn't look right, and I didn't talk about it, and I was right. It was a fake statement. I'm usually really good at stuff like this. And I had already seen the original tweet. So it wasn't a complete bag job, but it was close. It was pretty close. I unretweeted it, but the damage was already done, and then retweeted the actual one. But the story is that Justin Fields dislocated his toe. Dislocated his toe and had to be carted off the field with a dislocated toe. I wonder how dislocated this toe really is. Like, was it facing the wrong direction? Was it, like, going pointing directly
was
straight up in the air?
Was it upside down with the nail going into his foot?
That, I think, okay, if that's the case, get the cart. You know that I have a toe that stopped growing when I was a kid because I kicked a football and I broke it? And it stopped growing. I have like this
broke
little
a toe kicking a football.
I did. I didn't have a shoe on, and I kicked a football, and I broke my fourth toe. And so now my fourth and baby toe are the same size because it just stopped growing. So now I have this weird little. I'll show you later if you want. If you're watching on Twitch, here it is. No, I'm just kidding. I charge money for that. You can find that on OnlyFeet.com. But that's true. Anyway, Justin Fields carted off the field with a dislocated toe. He's expected to be ready for Week 1 against the Steelers. Oh, you think so? You think he'll be ready with his dislocated toe to go play in Week 1? I would think.
You never know. He could dislocate a pinky.
I mean, listen, I'm sure it doesn't feel good to dislocate your toe, but holy moly. Anyway,
hard for it.
That's it for headlines.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.